This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the world's second greatest deliberative body, second greatest because that title usually is assumed by the United States Senate, the House of Representatives of the United States is doing what it does best, which is casting all 434 votes is what they have. And they've almost finished this round of voting, and Byron Donalds has 8 votes, and others have 3 votes. So already this 9th round of voting, that's right, 9th, is going to produce the same result, which is, once more, do it again. This is a... not an edifying exercise. And again, a number of people have taken a look at this situation and said, okay, how does this make America look? We're trying to make the case against authoritarian and dangerous tyrants named Putin and Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un and people around the world, the Ayatollah Khamenei. How does this make democracy look as an alternative? It actually looked pretty good the other day. They had the Conservative Party Congress where Rishi Sunak, the dynamic new prime minister of Britain who deserves more attention and more coverage, talked about starting up the economy and lowering taxes and trying to get a more responsive government working for the people of Great Britain. Good for Rishi, okay? And again, the fact that President Biden is using this distraction to make it look like he's doing something about the border. He's actually going to go down and visit at the border for the first time in his presidency. That's coming over the weekend. And over the weekend, what's happening? The Republicans apparently are going to be conferencing and trying to work this out. And how exactly do you work it out when it is a situation like this? There's a confrontation, and confrontation may be too strong a word, but at least some appropriately rough questioning for Lauren Boebert, who was on with Sean Hannity. And here is what he sounded like speaking to the gentle lady from Colorado. This is clip 4.
By Listen, Friday, when we you don't have 30.
Right, I will not, Sean. I will not withdraw. Our acts were not petty of Kevin McCarthy. They were not self-serving. We simply were asking for commitments on what the American people want to see. They want to see a vote on term limits, a vote on the Texas border plan to secure the southern border.
Congresswoman,
and
for
crying out
loud,
Sean, we asked for a vote on a budget that actually balances. Imagine a Congress that stops spending
you
money
only
that
have
we don't
30
have.
People
we are going
supporting
to get this right,
you.
And we are going to get the right speaker, Sean.
If you only have 30, to be clear, you will not withdraw.
30 is going to be a beautiful number.
But you're
to
telling
reach.
Kevin McCarthy and the 203 people that support him to withdraw because they don't have 218. That's what you're saying.
Look, it's obvious by tonight's motion to adjourn that Kevin McCarthy and his supporters are already getting voter fatigue. And
I asked
I'm
you a simple question, Congresswoman. I feel like I'm getting a liberal
I'm not going
an answer
to support
from a liberal.
Kevin McCarthy, Sean.
Okay, the idea that they want votes on all these things, they want votes on term limits, the idea that a speaker can commit in advance to scheduling votes that he's already given in, I mean, it may be at some point they should reconsider a lot of these pledges that he seems to have made or at least reportedly seems to have made. It's not a good situation. What else has McCarthy promised? Some Republicans are feeling more confident after seeing conservative media press Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert yesterday over her continued opposition. They think continued pressure from influential media members, as well as donors who are being encouraged to make calls, could flip some of those more open to McCarthy's concessions. But the tensions continue to run high within the fractious conference, with one member recalling another GOP colleague telling him, "I wouldn't piss on them if they were on fire," referencing the holdouts. That's a classic summary. I would bet that might be John Kennedy, though he's not a member of the House. He's a member of the U.S. Senate who just upset the political world because he is not leaving the Senate. He is not running for governor of Louisiana. And by the way, other good news for Republicans is a fairly well-entrenched Democrat who was planning, at least so everyone had assumed, to run for re-election is calling it quits. Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. And Michigan being a state that was close last time, it was very close when President Trump carried it in 2016. Michigan is a state where if the Republicans are able to nominate a solid candidate, maybe someone like Congressman John James, who would be, if he ever gets a chance to serve in Congress, if they ever call the Congress into session. The ongoing struggle for support, the Club for Growth apparently has responded to some of the concessions made by Kevin McCarthy by now joining President Trump, and 201 or 203 members of the House, and most members of the Senate endorsing Kevin McCarthy for Speaker. And the inability to move that forward is just deeply, deeply sad. The president of the Club for Growth, whose name is David McIntosh, said today that the agreement not to interfere with safe seat primaries fulfilled a major concern they had pressed for. Okay, what this is about is that what they have said here is that Kevin McCarthy last time and the House establishment traditionally has favored incumbents, because they're people you know, people you work with, people you trust, and it's a way you maintain your majority. And what they were asking for here is not to favor incumbents, not to send money or endorsement or involvement of any kind with an incumbent who's being challenged in a primary, but again, what they're agreeing to is where it's considered to be a safe seat, where it's unlikely to go over to the Democrat, that the Republican establishment will not challenge anyone who's launched a primary. I'll give you an example. Here in the state of Washington, Joe Kent upset Jamie Herrera Butler, who had been served six terms, and she had what people thought was a safe seat. And then he won the primary and then lost the election. It's now a Democratic seat. Now, does anyone consider that progress, really? You go from a relatively moderate Republican like Jamie Herrera Butler to a mainstream liberal Democrat. That's not the kind of progress that necessarily people are going to want to make. Coming up, speaking about making progress, Myra Adams has a list. Two people on the list who need to get out of the presidential race. Why? We'll be talking about that with frequent contributor to The Hill, Myra Adams, coming up on The MedVed Show.
This is The Michael MedVed Show.
This is totally, completely inappropriate.
A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to the show Myra Adams, who is a frequent contributor to The Hill, one of the indispensable sources of information and opinion, especially regarding the ongoing struggle for trying to select a Speaker of the House. It has historically not been a difficult job. The last 100 years, it's never taken during the last 100 years, not since 1923, has it taken more than one ballot. We are now going to be requiring at least 10, because in this ninth ballot, which is in process right now, Byron Donalds already has 16 votes, which means that Kevin McCarthy will not be Speaker. Myra, are you watching any of this with a certain amount of amazement and surprise and a shock at what's going on?
I think the word is embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the Republican Party that has now taken control, or almost taken control, of the House, and they're now going to pretend to lead the country. And they're leading the country in a way that has become a comedy show. You couldn't even imagine. No scriptwriter could have imagined this, you know, even a week ago, that it would turn out like this. So it's purely an embarrassment, and it just doesn't bode well for the future of the Republican Party.
And you were looking forward to the embarrassment. You have a column about two of the candidates for president who have all but announced and seem to be soliciting funds and raising money and planning to run. Both of them former members of the House, by the way, and both of them would probably be outstanding candidates for Speaker of the House. We're talking about Mike Pompeo, who was a member of Congress from Kansas, and Mike Pence, who was a very distinguished member of Congress from Indiana, member of the House. How about Mike Pence for Speaker?
Not going to happen.
I know you can.
Well, you know that a non-current congressman or congresswoman can become speaker, but whether or not that would happen is highly, highly unlikely.
Yes, by the way, Trump got a vote in the seventh round of balloting. Matt Gaetz voted for Trump for speaker.
Matt Gaetz. What can we say about Matt Gaetz? I mean, you couldn't have invented more of a cartoon character than because he's from Florida. He's a Florida man.
Right, there he goes. But again, under an investigation by the Ethics Committee for sex, and not once, with minors. And I don't mean the minors who dig in the ground. This is people who are below the age of 18, and which is illegal. Leave that aside for a moment. Okay, if Pence and Pompeo actually follow your advice and drop out, and I think it's likely they probably will sometime in 2023, don't you?
Well, as the title of my piece, they should drop out before they drop in. I mean, they haven't dropped in yet to the 2024 race. I'm just suggesting that, you know, either they don't actually run at all, or they, you know, will probably drop out quickly, because neither one of them is, one of my friends is a leading national political consultant, said nobody cares about them.
Well, I mean, people care about Mike Pence. You do. You've written admiringly about him as one of the heroes of January 6th.
That is true. I think my friend was talking more in terms of no one cares about them in terms of becoming leading candidates for 2024. But yes, certainly I have so much respect for Mike Pence. And as I wrote about in my piece, I think he is a hero. But I think he's also demeaned himself by not speaking the truth about what happened on January 6th. He still has not. And it's because he's trying to kowtow to the Trump base, because he wants to, you know, run for president. So he's really lessening his status as what I believe he could be, a great American hero. He could be considered one, and I think he will be anyway, but because of what he did on January 6th, and the more we learn about what happened on January 6th, what he did, you know, standing up to the pressure of Donald Trump and all, you know, everything that happened that day, he stood up and said, no, I'm going to go forward and do my constitutional duty. I'm going to confirm these Electoral College votes. Which is what, you know, he did. It was much later in the day. I think it was into the evening. It was, I think, even just the wee hours of the morning that they actually finished it. But he did do his constitutionally mandated duty that day.
You were speaking in your piece about the need to whittle down the number of Republican aspirants for president in 2024, we're going to have that same thing we had in 2016, where there were 17 opponents to Donald Trump. They all split the vote, and Trump won, though he only got 30% of the vote in most places. So who do you think will be the finalists here besides President Trump and presumably Governor DeSantis?
I think the one that would then come maybe third is a senator from Texas named Ted Cruz, just because he's done it before. I believe he was the last man standing during the 2016 race.
Yes.
So he does have a national following. He has a way of, you know, garnering press. I don't necessarily think he's, you know, going to be the nominee, but at least I think he will be, you know, in the final three just because of who he is. But he's also running for re-election from Texas. So, you know, he can't let it go on for too long because I don't know if the law in Texas says you can't be on the ballot, you know, run for president and run for senate at the same time. There may be a timing issue there. But he is running for re-election. And, of course, you know, what's the best way to get press? Is you're running for president. You know, that's, you know, gets press right away.
Okay, so who wins?
Who wins the nomination?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I wish I knew. I mean, if I had a guess right now, if you go with the betting sites, you know, predict it, they have DeSantis as the winner right now. I think Trump is failing. I think he's failed America, but I think he's failing in terms of being the front runner. I think it's happening more and more every single day. And like what happened today or yesterday, he endorsed Kevin McCarthy, but you know, that didn't do much.
It did not move the needle. Yeah. Not a single McCarthy objector crossed over at President Trump's urging. Myra Adams, her piece about Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo, two public servant Mikes, both admirable people, that's posted at our website, why Pence and Pompeo should drop out before dropping into the 2024 presidential race. Happy New Year, Myra Adams. We look forward to speaking to you again soon. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. There's still no Speaker of the House following 8 rounds of votes in the chamber. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy continues to be blocked by a conservative faction of the party, staunchly opposed to his candidacy, despite his willingness to offer more concessions. The California congressman-elect says Democrats in the House are happy to work out a deal with more liberal Republicans for speakership. Tom McClintock said the Democratic conference will vote to approve for any GOP taker, but they have some requests.
We want to have no significant investigation of the administration. We want half of the committee chairmanships, and we want half of the committee slot.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is beginning to awaken. Hamlin remains in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field during Monday night's NFL game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Dave Collins, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Congress of the United States, the House of Representatives, meeting with very little grounds for agreement, not just between Republicans and Democrats, but among Republicans. The Democrats seem to be pretty solid in their agreement. They've voted 212 votes each time for their leader, Hakeem Jeffries. Well, there's another big gathering. It's going to be a lot more fun than what's going on in Washington right now. It's taking place in Jerusalem, Israel, the spiritual capital of the world to a lot of people, and that's of many different religions. But it's also become one of the technological centers of the world, along with the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. And Our Crowd, which is a company that many of you are familiar with because you've already participated in their crowdsourced funding of high-tech enterprises, should know about this gathering with 7,000 people from more than 80 nations around the world, including some of those Arab nations that are newly open to Israeli business and to a gathering like this that brings together some of the top technological minds in the world. It's taking place coming up, even if you can't make it to Jerusalem. And I think they are just about sold out. They have more participants than they can even handle. But it'll be exciting to click on Our Crowd and to register for updates about this high-tech summit that is going on coming up. So check it out at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com and then look for the banner for Our Crowd. There's a not all bad news for Republicans. I was trying to provide a little bit of context with the good news about the U.S. Senate contest in 2024, which, unless the Republicans manage to completely blow it and just make a mess of things in the next 2 years, which, of course, is possible, the Republicans should have a very big advantage taking control of the Senate. And, yes, that depends on having some kind of viable presidential candidate. But considering a past presidential candidate, who I do not believe will be a future presidential nominee, there is a big victory for at least one Trump supporter. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is probably the most liberal court in the country, and that Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a local middle school science teacher in Olympia, Washington, and they sided with him that wearing his Make America Great Again baseball cap amounted to a form of political speech protected by the First Amendment. How about that? Eric Dodge ran afoul of Evergreen Public School officials when he brought his bright red MAGA hat, a trademark of former President Donald Trump, to a cultural sensitivity training. Now, let's be clear about this. I do think that there's very clear basis by multiple courts that they can prevent people from wearing political paraphernalia in school. They can prevent students. They can prevent teachers. And I think that, by the way, is fair and reasonable, because it's one of those things where you don't want to feel that your teachers are advocating for one side or another politically. So they don't wear it at school. But this was not in school. This was for a cultural sensitivity training. And the appeals panel ruled that his First Amendment rights had been violated when his employer, the principal of the school, told him he could not bring the hat with him to the sensitivity training. That it was apparently insensitive to even have the hat. And he took it off his head. He put it down on the desk, but still it was visible. There's a picture of it. Ah! And Dodge claimed he was verbally attacked by his principal, who allegedly called him a racist and a homophobe. Dodge's initial internal harassment complaint filed with the district was dismissed as unsubstantiated. Dodge appealed a lower court's ruling in favor of the district, got it up to the Ninth Circuit, and he won. And unless for some stupid reason the people in the Ninth Circuit, the school district, wants to try to take this to the Supreme Court, I think they would lose there, too. I think they are done now with the, by the way, the ninth vote. And again, Hakeem Jeffries, 212. Kevin McCarthy down to 200, and Byron Donalds, 17, and others, 3. But the tension between cultural sensitivity and free expression has become a flashpoint between conservatives and liberals in the post-Trump era. Conservatives argue that the left's political correctness demonizes dissent. Liberals counter that in the right obscures hate speech behind a wall veil of First Amendment freedoms. Okay, a hat that says on it, "Make America Great Again," how do you construe that as hate speech? You may dislike Trump intensely, but the country's freedom of expression does have some significant exceptions. Stephen Cantor, who is a First Amendment expert and Dean Emeritus at the Lewis and Clark Law School, said the appeals court panel made the right call. This is undeniably protected speech, he said. There is hate speech. There is threatening speech. A MAGA hat falls far short of hate speech or threatening speech. Yes, he's right. People should be allowed to wear a MAGA cap to sensitivity training, especially when you hear the story, the backstory. Dodge, the teacher, was a 17-year veteran of the Evergreen District. In the 2019-2020 school year, he was assigned to Y East Middle School. He was recovering from a stroke and this was his first time back at work after recovering, according to court records. In August 2019, he attended this cultural sensitivity training. He took off his MAGA cap upon entering the training, but he left it visible on his desk. Afterward, YE's principal, Carolyn Garrett, approached Dodge and told him she'd gotten many complaints about his hat. Dodge told her he wore it to protect spots on his scalp that were sensitive to the sun. He also said he liked the political message. Garrett answered that the hat represented hate and bigotry. According to court records, she said she couldn't force Dodge not to wear the hat, but asked him to use better judgment in the future. The next day, Dodge again brought the MAGA cap to another district event at the high school. According to court records, that led to the heated verbal altercation with Garrett and the subsequent legal fight. In any event, sanity is in such short supply in this country that it's actually deeply encouraging to see even one of the most liberal courts in the United States standing up for free speech. And that is the issue here. What about the question that is asked by the Wall Street Journal? And it seems to me a profound and very appropriate question. Who is crazy enough to be speaker? And the subheading, you can't lead a majority that would rather be in the minority. Is that true? Is that what Republicans now believe, that it's better to be a perpetual minority, as Republicans were for 40 years in the House of Representatives, between the New Deal and the Gingrich Revolution? Is that a better situation for the party than actually moving to the mainstream and taking majority control? We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
I hear a lot of hate come from shock jocks like yourself.
Michael MedVed.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
For radio than what high definition will ever do for television.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, to put in context the editorial today in the Wall Street Journal under the heading, Who's Crazy Enough to Be Speaker? If you're Speaker, one of the people that you have to deal with and represent is named Matt Gaetz. And Matt Gaetz, as you may remember, still insists that President Trump actually won the presidential election in 2020 and won by a landslide. And Matt Gaetz sounded like this outside a meeting in the Capitol building. He had a new accusation toward Kevin McCarthy, based on the idea that McCarthy, it's been reported in several sources, had moved some boxes of his stuff and his files into the Speaker's office because Republicans won control of the House. He was the Republican nominee for Speaker, and according to all normal rules of logic and common sense and historical experience, if someone is clearly identified by a majority party, well, that's the person who becomes Speaker. So Matt Gaetz was indignant about it. Listen, clip five.
Look, he's a desperate guy whose vote share is dropping with every subsequent vote, and I'm ready to vote all night, all week, all month, and never for that person. So I'll tell you what, when he comes out and heads back to his squatting in the Speaker's office, which why is he even allowed to be there? Like, is there some basis in law or statute or rule for someone who comes in second place in six consecutive Speaker?
Okay, the only reason, of course, he's coming in second place is because he's coming in second place to Hakeem Jeffries, who's the Democratic nominee, which goes to the point that people like Gaetz have even said, allegedly, to fellow Republicans, they would rather see Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker than see Kevin McCarthy. Lauren Boebert, also on MSNBC, gave her indication of open-mindedness about negotiating with Kevin McCarthy. Not. She had this to say, clip six.
Let's actually name names. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to take the leap and say Byron Donalds is not going to get to 218. This is a guy most people don't even know if his first name is his last name or his last name is his first. So let's go with realistic names. Could you support Steve Scalise?
I don't think that I could support any current leadership, and I believe that many of my colleagues feel the same way. We need a change in leadership, and so that isn't a name that I'm entertaining, but I'm sure that you'll see several names. Not for me. You will see many names that are coming about. Patrick McHenry is a great guy, but you'll see many names evolve in this because we're showing that we have a menu of people.
Okay, we have a menu of people, one from column A, one from column B. The difficulty here is there was a vote. There was a vote in the caucus. There was a Andy Biggs, the congressman from Arizona, was running openly to challenge Kevin McCarthy for the speakership, and he got 31 votes. McCarthy got 188. Now, this is not a squeaker. And the Wall Street Journal writes this. We were taught to believe that all jobs have dignity, but on second thought, there is serving as Speaker of a Republican-controlled House of Representatives. After 2 days of intra-GOP stalemate, make that 3 days as of today, over electing Kevin McCarthy, our main question is why the California congressman still wants the job. For that matter, they ask, why would anyone want it? It's true the speaker is third in line to be president. You get your name in the history books and your portrait hung in the Capitol. And you can sit and applaud uncomfortably behind President Biden during his next two State of the Union addresses. Other than that, there's not much to recommend the job. That was true for John Boehner, who became Speaker in 2011, but was ousted in 2015 by a rump GOP faction after he failed to show enough enthusiasm for futile political gestures. Like what? Like government shutdowns. And that, by the way, is one of the underlying disagreements between the rebel faction and the mainstream of the Republican Party, is we have a debt ceiling coming up. And this could be more than just a government shutdown. This could be a real financial collapse, a real catastrophe that would cost you money. It is the most foolish thing in the world to allow the government, which we need for national defense, for basic transportation needs like getting planes to land safely and on time, that we need for basic environmental needs, and to try to stop the government, to shut the government, so that you can have an edge in winning arguments over how much to spend. I agree with my fellow conservatives that we spend way too much money. But government shutdowns actually cost more money. In other words, every time we've ever had a government shutdown, it's cost more to open and reopen the government, to pay people who have been furloughed, to pay their back wages. It costs more to stop the government and start it again. And it's nuttiness, and that was something that John Boehner realized. And Paul Ryan took over from John Boehner, writes the Journal, and was able to push through the 2017 tax reform, among other things. But he left after 2018 rather than have to deal with the growing crank caucus. Mr. McCarthy lost three more floor votes on Wednesday as 20 Republicans refused to budge despite being outnumbered 10-1 by their colleagues. The rebels, without a plausible alternative candidate, first nominated Arizona Representative Andy Biggs, who had received only 31 votes in November in the contest with Mr. McCarthy to become GOP leader. He'd lose a race against a Capitol parking lot attendant. The rebels then nominated Ohio as Representative Jim Jordan, who doesn't want the job, and endorsed Mr. McCarthy. Then they nominated Florida Representative Byron Donalds, a second-termer, who voted for Mr. McCarthy on the two initial votes. He has no chance to win, but he does now have a higher name ID. At this point, all of this isn't so much about Mr. McCarthy as about whether he or anyone else could lead a coherent majority for the next 2 years. Mr. McCarthy has already conceded that a mere five members will be able to move to vacate the chair and put his speakership in jeopardy. Any small faction could hold him hostage at any time. By the way, that's changed now. It's not five members. It's one member. One member could initiate a vacate the chair movement. The problem any GOP leader faces today, writes the Wall Street Journal, is that too many Republicans don't really want to hold and keep political power. They're much more comfortable in opposition, in the minority, which is easier because no hard decisions or compromises are necessary. You can rage against the swamp without having to do anything to change it. This is the fundamental and sorry truth behind the speaker spectacle and the performative GOP politics of recent years. They write, it is sorrier still because the country desperately needs an alternative check on the excesses of the progressive left that dominates today's Democratic Party. That's what voters said when they gave Republicans the House majority, which they seem intent on squandering. They also write this, that if Mr. McCarthy bows out, there are other Republicans who might be able to get 218 votes for Speaker. But why would they want the job? Does Steve Scalise, the number two House Republican, want to spend 2 years listening to ultimatums from Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert? Wisconsin Representative Michael Gallagher gave a spirited nominating speech for Mr. McCarthy. He's a rising star. On Wednesday, and is widely respected, but he can accomplish much more leading the new Select Committee on China that Republicans are setting up, which is a good job for Mike Gallagher, who is a military veteran with a distinguished background. Speaking of distinguished background, Jonathan Allen has written a skeptical and best-selling book about Joe Biden and his campaign. The book is called Lucky. He is the senior national politics reporter for NBC News. He is going to be joining us coming up next in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.